Gopa Govinda, Shama Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govinda, Ki Jai, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadvip Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Jamuna Tulsi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Anand Gauri Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Samavetta Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai, Gopi Vrindi, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to Shri Guru Ji Guru, all glories to Shri Guru Ji Guru. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutadeva Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamane. Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shinjavadi Pashtatvadesha Tarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sri Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Great Candlestick of Srimad Bhagavatam chapter 11 verse 23 Trivargikaya Savigatamasma Patir vidatte purushasya sakra
Patir vidatte purushasya sakra
Tatono meyo bhagavat prasado
Tatono meyo bhagavat prasado
Yodurlabo kinchana gocharo nyai
Yodurlabo kinchana gocharo nyai Daivargikaya
Vargika, three objectives,
ayasa,
endeavor,
vigatam,
rune, asmat, our, pati, Lord, vidatte, performs, purushasya, of a devotee,
shakra,
O Indra,
tata,
whereby, anumeya, to be inferred. Bhagavat Prasada. Special mercy of the Lord. Yeah. Which Durlabha.
Very difficult to attain.
Akinchana Gochara. Within the reach of the unalloyed devotees. Anyai. By others. Translation, our Lord, the Supreme Personality of God, it forbids his devotees to endeavor uselessly for religion, economic development, sense gratification. Oh, Indra, one can thus infer how kind the Lord is. Such mercy is obtainable only by unalloyed devotees, not by persons who aspire for material gains. Purport, there are four divisions, objectives in human life, namely religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, liberation from the bondage of material existence. People generally aspire for religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, but a devotee has no other desire than to
serve the Supreme Personality of God both in this life and in the next. The special mercy for the unalloyed devotee is that the Lord saves him from hard labor to achieve the results of religion, economic development, such gratification. Of course, if one wants such benefits, the Lord certainly awards them. Indra, for example, although a devotee, was not much interested in release from material bondage. Instead, he desired sense gratification and a high standard of material happiness in the heavenly planets, which is Surah, however. An unalloyed devotee aspired only to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord arranged for him to go back to Godhead after his bodily bondage was destroyed by Indra. Vritrasura requested him to release his thunderbolt against him as soon as possible, that both he and Indra would benefit according to their proportionate advancement in devotional service. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of God, would I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who find shelter only at your lotus feet. O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant, so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes. My words always glorify those attributes, and my body always engage in the loving service of your Lordship. Therefore, this verse gives the sum of substance of devotional life. One must first become a servant of a servant, a servant of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, and he also showed by his own example, that a living entity should always desire to be a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. This means that one must accept the spiritual master who comes in the specific session as a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Under his direction, one must then engage one's three properties, namely body, mind, and words. The body should be engaged in physical activity under the order of the master, and the mind should think of Krishna incessantly, and one's words should be engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord. If one is thus engaged in the loving service of the Lord, one's life is successful. Translation, our Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, forbids his devotees to endeavor uselessly for religion, economic development, such gratification, O Indra. One can thus infer how kind the Lord is. Such mercy is obtained only by unalloyed devotees, not by persons who aspire for material gains. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of God, will I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who find shelter only at lotus feet? O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant, so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes, my words always glorify those attributes, and my body always engage in the loving service of your Lordship. So this very aptly expresses Vritrasura's great quality. That is, that he is not interested in the normal purusharthas, religion, economic development, sense gratification, even liberation, that is, artha, dharma, kama, and moksha. Artha, dharma, and kama are for the goal of karma yoga. Moksha is the goal of jnana. So none of these goals are interesting to Vritrasura. Of course, he doesn't say that directly. He just says the devotees of the Lord who get his mercy are not interested in these things. So, in other words, the devotees, the real devotees, are the pure devotees, those who simply want to serve the Lord. Those who are mixed devotees have aspirations for artha, dharma, kama, or moksha. They may be karma Mr. Bhaktas or jnana Mr. Bhaktas. Indirectly, he points out that Indra is the mixed karma Mr. Bhakta. He himself, however, is pure devotee. He doesn't aspire for a position in the material world at all. By misfortune, he has a demon body and he wants to get rid of the body and simply serve the Lord. So that is expressed in the second verse here, where he simply aspires to be the servant of the servant. He doesn't even aspire to directly serve the Supreme Lord, but rather he aspires to serve the servant of the servant. So that is a recognition or a symptom of the real devotee of the Lord. Not only does he understand the Lord is wonderful, but he also understands the position of the devotees of the Lord. He understands that they also are the means by which one can satisfy the Supreme Lord. So this is the understanding of a real devotee. Other devotees may not appreciate other devotees so much, and they simply think of the Supreme Lord. These are called Kanishtha Adhikaris. Those who are more advanced appreciate the devotees and understand their position in relation to the Lord, and that bhakti is caused by and nourished by other devotees. So they take a devotional association or sangha at all times. So here we see that Ritasura is glorifying not only the Lord, but the devotees of the Lord. And therefore we can understand that his position is exalted, because he has appreciation of devotees as well as the Lord. And, of course, he also understands the difference between mixed bhakti and pure bhakti. Of course, some persons may not even be devotees at all. They may be karma yogis or jnana yogis, but they're in a lower position. Those who are in a position of mixed bhakti are higher. But higher than that are the ananya bhaktas or the sudha bhaktas, those who are practicing pure bhakti. And this is expressed here by Ritasura, where he says that the Lord actually is merciful to those who do not aspire for these material things, artha, dharma, kama, and even moksha. So what is that mercy? The Lord is merciful to the mixed bhaktas. Of course, he's merciful to karmis and jnanis also. To the karmis, he gives svargaloka. To the jnanis, he gives liberation. That's his mercy. To the mixed bhaktas, he also gives whatever they want in the material world, svargaloka, as in the case of Indra. But, of course, more than that, he also increases their devotion to some degree. So that is something that he doesn't give to the karmis. But for the ananya bhaktas, or pure devotees, what does he give? He doesn't give things in the material world which would be unfavorable. So therefore, he says here, he doesn't give to the real devotee all these artha, dharma, kama, moksha. He doesn't give those things. He'll give to the mixed devotee also, but he will not give to the pure devotee. And rather, that's not mercy for them. So what does he give them then? He gives them eternal service. So that is why the next verse, the Ritasura prays, that may be das, das, on das. That may be the servant of the servant, the servant of the Lord. I want to engage in service. And of course to do that, the Lord also provides most favorable situations. So therefore, he awards them a spiritual body, and because he cannot serve without a body, and he also gives them a place in the spiritual world. So automatic salokya and sarupya are achieved, and he endows them with qualities necessary for their service. So in this way, the Lord responds to different types of devotees differently. To the karma mistra bhaktas, he will give them their material benefits as well as some advancement in bhakti. And to the devotees practicing pure bhakti, he rewards them much more than that. In other words, they get service to the Supreme Lord along with these other things like salokya, sarsti, etc., which are accompanying factors only. To the karma mistra bhakta, ultimately, the Lord will give salokya, sarsti, and samipya also, and sarupya. But it will be different than that given to the ananya bhaktas. Why? Because their relationship is weaker because of the mixed devotion. So, therefore, they do not engage in the same type of service as those who do pure bhakti. So their relationship with the Lord is much weaker. Therefore, the rasa is weaker. Much weaker.
they may have a weak Shantarasa of sorts. Whereas the devotees of the Lord directly serve him or through his servants, and they have Dasya, or in the case of Krishna, Sakyavasaya or Madhuravasa, not available to mixed devotees. Only to the pure devotees they get the direct service. So that is the aspiration of the devotee, to serve, not to get the spiritual body or the spiritual world or whatever, what to speak of, artha, dharma, kama, moksha. They don't aspire for that at all. So when one practices pure bhakti, the intensity of the bhakti is more. When you have mixed bhakti, the intensity is less. And therefore the result is less. The mixed devotee simply gets a lesser result in the spiritual world. And one who practices pure bhakti gets a greater result in the spiritual world in terms of relationship with the Lord, in terms of bliss, in terms of rasa. Why does the Lord do that? Because the jiva acts in that particular way. That's his aspiration. His aspiration through karma and misra bhakti is one thing, and that through pure bhakti is another. So therefore the Lord responds appropriately to those devotees. And to those who are lesser, he also responds. If the Jnanis want liberation, he will give liberation. If the Karma Yogis want Swargaloka or Brahmaloka, they get that. So Krishna says, accordingly as you surrender unto me, I reward you accordingly. So you surrender a little, you get a little. You surrender a lot, you get a lot. So the real mercy, the real prasad, is to get more. To get more, you have to practice purely. So the pure devotee gets more mercy than the mixed devotee. So that is the intention here of Ritchasura. The real mercy, Bhagavat Prasada, is given to the devotee who does not aspire for artha, dharma, kama, or moksha. He only aspires for serving the Supreme Lord. So that is nicely expressed here by Ritchasura. So indirectly he is criticizing Indra for his misfortune of having mixed devotion, and thereby he gets the favor of the Lord, but less, because he gets Svargaloka instead of Prema. And he himself simply desires that higher position of Prema, but he cannot take it in that Asura body. So therefore he says, let your thunderbolt kill me, then I can get free of this material body and attain a position suitable for serving the Lord in prema. They may act as kanishtas or whatever. We see that Indra does apura. Ultimately, they are defined as dasya bhaktas. In Nectar Devotion, Rupa Goswami defines them as dasya bhaktas. But generally, others, considering their position, they put them down in the karma misra bhakti platform. But in Nectar Devotion, that Rupa Goswami doesn't even call them karma misra bhakti, put them in dasya bhakti. This, of course, may also refer not to the devatas in the material world, but actually the devatas in the spiritual world, because they also exist there.
The nature of the jiva is to serve, but the service attitude comes because of the attachment which develops with the other jivas. Whereas this sort of attachment is difficult to get with the Lord, because the Lord is not seen in person or had relationship in person. Then how do we develop this attachment?
First, the faith has to develop in the scripture. We have to accept the descriptions and the prescriptions of scripture rather than speculation. We have to develop faith. Then we also need mercy of devotees. So that's the only way we can do it. We have to listen to the scripture and find out what the truth is. And if we have faith in that, fine, then we do it. Even if we don't know, we can't see the Lord directly, we do it. If we don't have faith, then we say, oh, I can't see the Lord, therefore I won't practice. So it depends on your faith.
So in Indra, he is not able to recognize the greatness of
in one sense, but again, as the will of the Lord. The Lord also tells Indra, okay, you get the thunderbolt and kill him. So he's merely fulfilling the will of the Lord, which is also good because then the desire of Vritrasura is fulfilled also, and he gets out of the demon body. Oh, yeah, by association of devotees who are practicing pure bhakti at any time. But he may not also. That's he may be stuck in thinking that I want all of this in the spiritual world also. I want Salokya, Salokya, Sarsti, Samipya. So if he gets stuck on that, then he never gives it up. But he can advance by association with pure devotees. Not directly, I don't think. But of course, Vritrasura himself is giving some hints. Some good hints. Even so, he has to follow the order of the Lord and kill him. And also, he has to follow the order of Vritrasura. He's a great devotee because Vritrasura says orders him to kill him, then he has to kill him. So, in any case, he has to ultimately do this. Well, that's also there. Of course, it's also mentioned in the Nectar Devotion that one cannot predict or actually describe the person in the level of prema. It is beyond scripture. So one cannot really describe his characteristics because it would, whatever is said in scripture may be contradicted by the activities of that devotee. We don't know.
Thank you.